You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's SME of the Week time, and we're taking a look at another small business that is doing exceptionally well in South Africa. This time, given that it is Youth Month, why can't the business be youth-owned as well? I'm joined on the line by the founder of Landa Homeware, that's Njabulo Ngunu, to take a look at his business and try and understand what the business is. Njabulo, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is Landa Homeware?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. So Landa Homeware is a proudly South African brand that specializes in high-end and customized furniture within the South African space. We have a staff complement of about 18 people, 17 being of people of color and 16 being people of youth.
Njabulo, when you say a staff complement of 18, I'm assuming that means you manufacture furniture in South Africa.
Yes, correct. So we look at the whole end-to-end process in terms of furniture making, which includes fittings and store fittings and so forth. But we make everything from scratch all the way to implementation and delivery to clients.
That's fantastic. Why did you go into high-end furniture? Why not just go in and say we want... Because, I mean, obviously with high-end furniture, there comes a different price point and it's a different market that you're targeting and that sort of thing. What inspired you to go that route?
Correct. Look, so I think we found a gap when we looked at the local market. We found that the price points, as you're saying, one, either, don't give opportunity for a lot of South African households to achieve some of their desired goods that they want. We looked at, what has been taking place from the South African standpoint in terms of manufacturing, and we found that not too many organizations are delivering on some of the high-end furniture that we're looking to make. So it left a nice gap for us, and it's something that we, chose to go into, seeing that market.
When you say that not a lot of people are going into the high-end furniture space, what kinds of pieces do you guys create? I mean, you mentioned that you have a different sort of or a wide variety that you cater for, but what sorts of pieces can people get in terms of furniture from you guys? Couches? What do you guys offer?
So, I mean, the list is endless. Essentially, if you look at anything within a home, that's something that we can provide. So it can be a couch, it can be nightstands, it can be headboards, it can be TV wall units, which are a new popular thing now that people are having within their homes. It can be flooring that we offer as well. So essentially, anything you look and find within your home, which is regarded as furniture, it's something that we can make.
Those of you listening out there, I'm on the website. I'm on the Landa Homeware website. And he's not kidding when he says high-end furniture. There is a 40,000 rand couch here. It looks phenomenal. But it really does speak to the quality of what the team at Landa are producing. Njabulo, I want to look at the business itself. Obviously, the business having been established around 4 years ago, you've been tried and tested. You've gone through a lot of pain, especially during the COVID period. What were some of the toughest things that you remember having to go through with the business, and how did you push through?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of battle scars from the essential of the 4 years. Some of the challenges that we've obviously faced, and I think most of the South African market has faced them, is the big issue we've had around load shedding. That would essentially kind of delay our operations and the ability to meet some of the lead times that we've promised clients. But I think right in the beginning of our, the creation of our company, we had started with a supplier model where we, went out to different suppliers who were able to give us the high-end type of look and finish that we wanted for our products. Up until we had to move to the point where we brought all those expertise in-house. So it's been a very fast transition, which is one of the tough things. To essentially get all our products to the right level that we want. And you can only imagine from a personnel and training of, new people coming in, it's quite a challenging process. But those are some of the key things that we've essentially, struggled with in the beginning. And I think doubt is one of the big things in the South African market. I think if you are a company that is selling something that is, at the same price as a Corycraft or At Home. A lot of people sometimes, doubt your capability or ability rather to make some of that furniture.
Absolutely. And I think that's such an important point that you stress there, because as you're saying this, I'm going through the catalog and the shop that you guys have online, and there's a lot of products that you're basically, you guys can do everything in terms of home renovation. You can stage homes, you can buy furniture for your new home if you're looking for that sort of thing. You guys provide sort of an end-to-end home makeover kind of solution. And as you said, a lot of that people think, okay, but there's a picture there, but are they able to actually create it? And I guess that's where the rubber meets the road and the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. Njabulo, you recently got funded from funded by the National Empowerment Fund because they saw the value of the type of business you're trying to create. And it's an exceptional business nonetheless. How was that journey? How was that experience? Because I imagine funding, when you're building products on this scale, funding is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were a self-funded company as we started. So it does kind of hurt the pocket when you don't have the required capital to make the necessary growth and leaps within the industry that you need. So, you know, we approached NEF to start the funding process. It was a grueling process, but I think it's important that it is that way, because it's quite eye-opening in regards to, you know, just officializing your business as well. There's a lot of things that when you're starting off as a small to medium size organization that you don't think of. And when you go through that process, through the NEF process, you ask for certain things that allow you to think in that manner. So it's helped us think a lot more strategic in terms of our goals and the way we run our business from a day-to-day perspective. Yeah, and I think it's planned out quite well for us, and it's something we're still quite excited about as we're still going through the process as well with NEF.
Speaking of strategic mindset, what next for the business? I mean, you're clearly aiming to compete with high-end furniture makers in South Africa. And I mean, when I look at the pieces that you have, some of them look like they're one-of-one pieces. Some of them look like they would be found in a Backhaus Brothers catalog. And that's quite a testament and quite a statement you're making to the market to say, I'm not afraid to charge a higher price point because I know the quality of what I'm making. So what next?
Yeah, absolutely. I think expansion is the key thing for us. We're not taking the foot off the gas, metaphorically speaking. We're finding new products. We're finding new skills out in South Africa that can assist us in terms of growing the brand itself. From a geographical standpoint, what we're seeing is that a lot of our customers are, based in Cape Town and KZN. And at the moment, it's been a logistical nightmare to try and solve for those things. So we are looking at expanding, maybe creating more showrooms within those areas, looking at maybe putting up some more workshops and facilities in those areas to be able to service that market. So I think the big thing for us is just to continue with what we've started, which is, focusing on giving jobs to youthful people, people of color. We've seen the skill that has come through the lines and that has fed the brand itself, Lunda Homeware, and we're just looking for an opportunity to do so and rival some of the bigger players within the space.
Njabulo, how do people get hold of you? That's the most important part of this segment. Where do we find the business? How do people reach out to you? How do they place orders? Where can they see all the stuff?
Great, thanks. So we have our website, which is www.lundahomeware.com. That gives clients the ability to look at the current as-is type of products that we offer. They're able to essentially go to the website, order, and we get the orders our end and implement them accordingly. We also have our Instagram page, which is Landa, L-A-N-D-A underscore homeware. And alternatively, you can also reach us either on WhatsApp or call us on 067-163-9138.
And do you have any showrooms up and running?
We're in the process of getting that up and running. So that's part of the funding needs that we're meeting at the moment.
Absolutely. Keep us updated on what happens there. Definitely have to check out the showroom once it is up and running. Thanks for the time and for sharing your business with us. We wish you all of the best. This is a remarkable business. Those of you out there listening that want to go check out the business, it is Landa Homeware, L-A-N-D-A, homeware.com. The co-founder of the business, Njabulo Mngunu, joining me for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.